think he thinks that two or three things ought to happen. One, that he thinks that Will ought to call him. He, John, not Temple.
All right.
And at this number, Drake 43500.
Drake 43500.
Crystal City. Or Drake 43904.
Drake 43 what?
904. And say to him that you all have all agreed, all of you understand, the four of you, that's the three commissioners and John Benn.
Yeah.
Just what you're going to do, and that you're appointing him as trustee, and you'll pass a resolution at the first meeting you have,
right,
that you've all agreed upon it, and that you've authorized and directed the chairman to call him and ask him to announce that General John Benn Shepherd will serve as trustee, and that he will serve without, what do you call these, irrevocable. You have the power to cancel him anytime you want to, and maybe we ought to just leave that. What do you call the trustees?
What do you call a trustee that's irrevocable?
He's a perpetual trustee. We're going to fix it.
In other words, just what the announcement says. I today ask General Benn Shepherd, said trustee, yeah, citizens of LBJ. General Shepherd's a long and distinguished career in public service. Yeah. He says he would change the resolution, the last sentence, to read like this: when the park acquisition program is completed and the cost ascertained, General Shepherd informs me that he will give an accounting, cut out a full, give an accounting of the total receipts and disbursements. Cut out the word all and put in the total. Cut out the word a full and put in the word an, A-N. That he will give a full, strike a full, and insert A-N. And accounting of, strike out all,
yeah,
insert the total receipts, Mr. Burton.
Right.
He says he wants the record to show that this is truthful, that Will Odom, the chairman, did call him and did ask him to announce it. I says, all y'all doing is putting me in the middle. I said, well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to involve anybody that's not already involved, and I apologize for causing everybody so much trouble. I thought this would be a good thing, and it's all my doing. But when you answered this question to the press and said that you would see to it that this was done, I immediately started to work to see how we could carry out a commitment you had made on behalf of all of us without hurting us any more than we needed to. And if you, it's not a desire to put you in the middle, but I think it's appropriate for you to say that after you made this announcement, Will Odom asked you to do this, and you've done it, because you had kind of assumed the responsibility, which nobody asked you to. And he said, yes, he agreed with that. So he wants two things now. He wants to be sure. He says, Will and Jimmy, he doesn't think know what the hell's happening about this now. He says that Will is the worst he's ever seen with the press, with everybody else. And he said, just as soon as this hits, every press man in the country is going to be calling him and call Will. And that we got to be sure what's in this resolution when you all pass it. And that Will knows what's going to be in the resolution. And that Will knows what to tell the press, and says he's going to need a good deal of coaching. And he says you ought to coach him, and you ought to tell him. And my guess would be the smart thing is for Don to be there with him and let somebody initiate a call to him. And just let him say at that time that the commissioners are different places, and they don't want to raise any money, and there's some chambers of commerce interested, and historical groups are interested, and various ones have asked how to collect money and how to put up money for people to contribute in public places, and that because General Shepherd was in the historic business, and this is basically a historical park, that and the governor said that they'd make accounting available. Just ask him to ask General Shepherd, who's running the Historical Association, also run this. Better to have one man doing it And three in particular, since people want to raise some questions.
And other folks have now become, all these other folks have now become interested. We just wanted to get it started. Now we've started, and other folks want to take it over, and we're very pleased.
That's right. Then he says, be sure that they all know, that Jimmy knows, and Will knows, and all of you tell the same story, because they're going to be calling everybody, and he says that Will won't take the calls, and that's going to make them mad, and he ought to take the calls.
Does he think he's mad because I don't talk to him?
No, he didn't say anything about that. He just said he thought you ought to coach Will on what to say. And coach Jimmy and be damn sure they understand and be sure that John Bell knows. He says y'all can cancel this trustee anytime you want to. He says do that. That power will leave the impression that it's just a front.
I've told Temple that it wasn't going to be that way, that we're going to make it... in perpetuity, by God, it's his responsibility to name his own successor.
What is it, Jake? What's the word?
And that it's his responsibility to name his own successor, and it's also, he's only responsible to the Internal Revenue Service, and he's only responsible to them insofar as it's a charitable organization.
Okay, now you be sure that Jimmy understands it, and that, Jimmy says that I try to write out about three sentences for him. I would try to say that General Shepherd is the head of the historical group. This is basically in that field that y'all are scattered different places, that different inquiries are being made of each one of you. They thought it'd be best to have some central person do it. And while you didn't see anything wrong with the Parks Board doing it, that if a historical individual would do it, it would be easier.
Yeah.
And that he's traveling around and active in this field every day, meeting with groups of this type, and meeting with parks people, and like the National Parks Director, Mr. Worth, the former National, things of that kind. So they thought it'd be better, and they told the governor and asked the governor to do it, and said that they were all unanimous on it. And that's all, and then I'll get into any questions. Just say that's about all I think I better say. I don't want to get into any more detail. You talk to General Shepherd, so I won't be interfering in his business.
When will John make this?
Whenever we release him, whenever we tell him, he said, after we get this done.
All right, I'll get...
You get yours, and we'll talk
to him. We'll call him right now.
And you get, you get Jimmy. You see that he understands it. And you be sure that they get the copy of this resolution. Have you got a copy of it there?
Yeah, I do. That's
all right, so change those words and be sure they understand it this way.
Well, they're not going to release it to them, of course.
No, but if they go to talking to them about it, they'll be calling them, you see. Now, after I get through this other fellow, I'll call you. I'll see you tonight, and I'll see what we do with him.
Okay.
Any other news?
No.
Oh, yeah, one other thing. The Browns, Herbert Frenzley, just called Larry Temple. Said the Browns want to put out a statement tomorrow giving all their lists. And would this embarrass John in any way if they put out the list giving this? John said none whatever. It's not any of his business. He has no control over it. Said he thought I ought to know it, that he thought it would be, that he told them that on reflection he didn't think they ought to do it unless they talked to you or me. He thinks that we ought to tell them that, of course, if they've got to put them all out, this one would have to go with it, because it wouldn't be right to put them all out, but this one. That would be dishonest. But if they could avoid it until we got this over with the next month and wrapped it up.
Yeah, then they could do their brag.
Then they could brag about what all they'd done. Or if they could avoid it by just putting the partial ones, the better ones out if they wanted to. Then second, I think we'll have to decide today what we do with our foundation. Because if they put it out, they're going to say, what other foundations did a big one? They didn't say the biggest. And I think we really, my dear, got to commit ourselves in funds and land to what this amount, so we can say that we did the same. I don't know how much land we can put in of that value.
Oh, damn land don't add that much. What we can afford to let them have.
Well, how much? much land did we get from Reagan across the river?
4 acres.
Well, pretty high priced land.
Yeah, 450 an acre.
No, but I don't know. I guess we could put a very much higher value than that on that where it's located right across from our property.
Yeah, we could.
And I guess we could use that as a principal amount of the Reagan purchase. And I guess we could get a deduction for it. And we could get an appraisal on it.
Well, if we get robbed on those lots over across the highway, which we probably will, well, that'll fix us some.
I don't think we have to do it now. We can just pledge to it when you're ready.
Well, that'd be good. Then we'd have all this background material whenever you do it.
What background? On this, yeah.
On the condemnation.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. If he calls you, if Herbert Friendsley or George call you,
I'll tell him exactly what you said.
You take it, just tell him that we think it'd be very bad if they had to give them. Hope they don't. If they do give them, they ought to include this one, but it'll just create a big issue for them on account of Vietnam and on account of Brown and Root and on account of the enemies, all the columns. Number one, and particularly this IT&T ABC thing, I'd throw that in because they're giving hell on that right now, this consolidation, this merger. And it'd be very inopportune, hope that they could wait two, three, 4 months till we get it out of the way in the next month, it'll be behind us. If they can, maybe they could get the 8 or 10 substantial ones, and say the 100 or more or 50 or more, and these are a few of them or something like that. And if not, for God's sakes, talk to me.
Okay.
All right. Later, Dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go down. We can't fly. I'll have to come by and ride down with you.
All right.
So I'll let you know earlier.
Okay.